If you've got children now going back to school for the fall, listen up. We're talking about lice. Researchers have discovered new populations of lice that are resistant to over-the-counter medications. The new breed is being called super lice. And it's an issue for kids because many schools now follow medical guidelines that say children should not skip school when they have head lice. John Clark is a professor of environmental toxicology and chemistry at the University of Massachusetts. He studies lice, and he joins us now. John, how do these lice differ from your run-of-the-mill lice?
Well, their genetic background has been changed by mutations, and these mutations now allow these lice to be exposed to the compounds in the over-the-counter products, a compound called permethrin, without suffering any more toxicity, and these lice are actually resistant to the insecticide that we're trying to control them with.
So is this a kind of resistance such as what we hear about regarding antibiotics, that there are certain, because we're using them so much, that there are certain bacteria that no longer respond to antibiotics? Is the same kind of thing?
Sure, exactly the same. And we see the same thing with many chemotherapy drugs also.
Where have you found these super lice?
Well, in the most recent published study, we found them in 25 different states in the United States. We've also found them they're worldwide. And probably what's most important is that this study has gone on for about 15 years, since about the year 2000. And overall, what we found is that every time we go out and we make another collection and we look, we find more and more lice that actually have the mutations that lead to the insecticide resistance that I talked about.
So the treatments we're seeing that are less effective are over-the-counter treatments. We know that there are prescription treatments that are more effective. So what's the big deal here, as long as there's something that can treat the lice?
Well, the big deal primarily, I think, has to do with the fact that the prescription drugs, because they're not over-the-counter drugs, tend to be a good deal more expensive and less available, because you have to go to either emergency room or a clinic or your physician. And so people will go to the CVS or whatever, store they go to buy the over-the-counter. And the problem is that because of that, these compounds have become less effective. So parents are having to go back. And eventually, a number of these parents, will get frustrated to the point where they'll go to the hospital and they'll be prescribed, the prescription drug, which at this particular time are still quite effective.
Yeah, but you're suggesting that could change as well.
Certainly, and that's the important aspect of having multiple treatments on the market that all act by different sort of modes of action, so we don't select the lice population simply with one compound, because we already know with many drugs that when you do that, resistance is usually the outcome.
So what is the best treatment for lice now?
Yeah, well, there's a number of essential oils that are many. You can go on the web. You can certainly go into any drugstore. They'll have a section for head lice treatments. And there's a number of compounds that will work. They'll be essential oils of some sort. The most common is something called the terpenes, and that's the scent in pine trees that make it smell like a pine tree. But they also have been found to be fairly good lysicides, if you will. And there's a number of combing salons that are available. These are effective. They take a little bit of time. People can, in fact, use the over-the-counter products. Certainly the CDC and the American Pediatric Society still say that those should be the first-line treatments. I'm of the feeling that all that does is add time and cost to the treatment.
Okay, and for those who are worried about getting head lice from their kids or from their friends, how's it passed along?
Well, up until a couple weeks ago, people were almost completely convinced that it was head-to-head contact. And part of the reason people thought that children had a much higher incidence of head lice infestations compared to adults was that children spend a lot more time bumping into each other. They sleep together. They are always running up and hugging each other. So they have a lot of head-to-head contact. there's some new information out that says we have a whole another root of infestation, which is called Phormites. It's a fancy word for wearing hats and shirts and sleeping on pillows and couches that people have infested with head lice, and the head lice can come from these Phormites and then reinfect people without head-to-head contact.
Oh, so what do you have to avoid then? Pillows that somebody with head lice has been sleeping on, wearing their hats?
Oh, certainly you don't want to be sharing hats. You don't want to be having a sleepover, towels, things of that nature.
John Clark, professor of environmental toxicology and chemistry at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, speaking with us about the new populations of lice that are resistant to over-the-counter medications. John, thank you.
Thank you.